You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jennifer Rizzio, superpower expert and founder of Soul Language, and this is the Superpowers of the Soul. And I'm here today with Kristen Ace, and we're talking about the spiritual experience of storytelling. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you are joining us today, and I've personally witnessed this storytelling experience that you do, and it's extremely powerful. So I'm really excited to share with the audience. And I always like to start with the kind of my routine question, which is, what would you consider the superpower of your soul?
Oh, I would say being an uplifter, you know, bringing people higher and more fully into the light, into the divine, into awakeness, awareness, consciousness.
Beautiful. You know, we often talk about sacred purpose on this show, and I consider sacred purpose what you're profoundly here to experience and then offer that experience to others. So it always starts at home first. What do you consider your sacred purpose?
I think it would be to share my experiences in a way that brings people together, that brings us to a place of understanding that we are more alike than different, and that although we've had many different experiences, our emotional landscape is the same.
Beautiful. And can you just talk briefly about how that sacred purpose shows up in the work that you do in the world?
Well, my storytelling work is personal. So I've had all of these experiences, and some of them are not so pleasant, and some of them are hilarious, and some of them are what you would consider an average experience. But my take on it, my perspective, I feel brings people closer together. And I had said to my mother once, I think all of these things have happened to me so that I can find a way to share them with people so that they understand that no matter what they're experiencing in life, they can shift their perspective around it and come into a divine and have a divine life, whatever that means for you. So it's within my storytelling or within my healing work. It's how I share my world with anybody who's with me.
Yeah, I think there, you know, humans have used storytelling since the beginning of time.
Yes.
To really share that we're not alone, share the same experiences, let people know of community, let people know how to move past situations that might be painful and experience. So I love that you're contributing to that world. What has been a common theme that your soul has shared with you over your journey?
Definitely moving from unconsciousness or darkness into the light, into consciousness, into divinity. Because definitely when I was young, I don't know that I believed in divinity. I knew that there was something out there, but I was fairly certain that something didn't care about me and that I didn't matter. And so throughout my journey, as I became a young adult and then an adult, I came to understand through visions and dreams and spirits talking to me that I did matter and that I wasn't worthless or all the things that were told to me as a child. And then shifting that perspective around everything that happened to me and finding a way to make it divine so that instead of being empowered or disemboweled by it, I became empowered to move beyond it.
Beautiful. And so how does your soul support others in the world? I mean, you've discussed it a little, but, you know, can you give us some other examples about how your soul expresses your sacredness to others?
Well, mostly through storytelling, but also in my personal life, it would be really honoring the people in my life for who they are and hearing them and offering my perspective if it is wanted or my friendship and my love. But in my professional life, it would be through storytelling, because my storytelling isn't just, oh, I'm going to sit and read you something, or I'm going to just talk with you. I immerse my audiences into the story, so they're living it with me. And it becomes not just my experience, but their experience too, so that when the story is over, they can extrapolate from different things that I'm talking about to their own life and bring feelings from their own life forward. So that's how I feel like I fulfill my soul's purpose of creating a world where the knowledge of the divine is being shared and empowered.
Beautiful. So before we break here, tell people how to get in touch with you, how to reach out to you, how to learn more about you and your stories.
Well, I have a website that's www.kristinace, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-C-E. That's my first and last name, .com. So on my website, you can reach me through email. I have a telephone number if you want to book me, which is 973-452-1517.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Kristin about the spiritual experience of storytelling when we get back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Superpowers of the Soul. I'm the founder of this show, Jennifer Mizzio. I'm a superpower expert and the founder of Soul Language. And I'm talking with Kristin Ace today on the spiritual experience of storytelling. So let's talk about what we mean by spiritual experience. Why is storytelling so profound, and how can it be a spiritual experience?
Well, think about it. Storytelling has been happening before humans knew how to write. So it was storytelling happened before the written word. And that's how wisdom or experiences were passed down, so that people could continue to learn and grow through someone's speaking experience. That power has never diminished. The power of communicating through speech has never, ever diminished. And also, we've come to really understand how powerful words are, and that how you use your words matter. That saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, is really not true. Words can be very powerfully damaging. And the storyteller can also be very powerfully empowering and turn something that could be perceived as dark or sad or scary or even happy, and bring it even up higher octaves to a perspective that brings the divine around it. So that's powerful when you can talk a story, act a story, and bring people to a place of shifting their perspective around a feeling or an experience where they can see it from a divine light. And because it's speaking, and for me, speaking and acting, because I enact my stories, people can go along on a little ride, a little journey. And they can become immersed in the journey. And then when we stop, at least when I do my shows, and we stop and we talk about it, there's a whole other level, vibrational level to your experience when you're in the show with me.
Yeah, it becomes a fireside chat. It becomes a community. It becomes an interaction and a realization on a deeper level. Wow. You know, our pain across the board is pretty similar, right?
And our even Jennifer, you said the most perfect word, community. That's the exciting thing about storytelling. It has to have one other person with you to make a difference. So you then begin a community conversation. And when we come together as a community and find ways that we are more similar than different, there's more acceptance, not only for others, but for ourselves.
Yeah, there's a sense of more compassion, a sense of unity, mm-hmm. a sense of, you know, you're not alone, you know, adrift in the great ocean, and that.
That's right.
And a willingness to be vulnerable and to share, you know, in that interactive part that you do, about sharing about their own stories that relate to what you're talking about. And then a kind of a place that everyone can come to of profound healing, profound acceptance, and this coming together again to, no matter what the story is, to know that they're whole and complete and one with their own divinity.
Exactly. And also, my story, some of them are absolutely downright hilarious because life is fun. And I have a friend who said to me, I don't know anybody in the world, Kristen, who can talk about their cat falling out of a window and almost dying and making me laugh so hard that I was going to pee my pants. Because you're on the journey with me. And instead of it happening to you, you're watching it through my eyes, which can be really funny.
Yeah, and it also allows us not to be so emotionally involved on a level where we're impacted. It allows us to release a lot of the emotions of painful experiences because we're put in that observer chair, because
yes.
we can see the 360 of it instead of just our tunnel vision of that experience.
Yes, and that's the other part of community. Because you're not just yourself. You're now experiencing the story with a whole community of people. So you're going to, particularly at the talk back after the story, you're going to get different perspectives that might help you go, oh, I hadn't thought about it in that way. Or this is how I was looking at it. And then your perspective would change somebody else's version or feelings about what they just experienced.
Beautiful. So before we wrap up here today, let everyone know again, give them your website address about how to get in touch with you.
I'm at www.kristinace.com, and it's KristinAce.com. And through there, you can reach me through email. I have a telephone number, which is 973-452-1517. You can always just Google Good Vibrations with Kristen and it will take you all different kinds of things. So you'll find me that way as well.
Beautiful. So before I ask my last question, what would be the one thing that you want people to remember from our conversation today?
That I have a unique way of telling, acting out a story that will bring them into a perspective that brings them closer to their own divine self.
Beautiful.
And that's my gift to them.
Beautiful. So if you were a magnet on whatever you call your higher powers refrigerator, what would your magnet say?
Holy cow. It would say, oh my goodness. It would say, live life with great joy. You are a divine being and you are loved.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for participating today and coming on and telling a little bit of your story. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And if you have a chance to watch her videos or take part in one of her live storytellings, I would recommend it. And if you liked anything you heard today, you can connect with me and all the other experts in the Superpower Net. superpowerexperts.com/the net. Thanks a lot, and don't forget to be connected. Stay tuned, and please post a comment or feedback. We love to hear from you. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.